Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. Today, we have an update on how our Africa Needs Jesus radio campaign ended, and we have a special salute to mothers. I hope you and your family are making plans to join us this summer for the Mysteries of the Bible Verse event, June 7th and 8th in the Cincinnati area. The lineup of speakers is truly amazing. The topics that will be covered are out of this world. Make sure you do not miss the premier event of 2024. For a complete listing of speakers and topics and a link to special hotel rates, visit the events page of our website, swrc.com. Giants, UFOs, dragons, demons, secret societies, topics your Sunday school teacher didn't talk about, they'll all be covered at the Mysteries of the Bible Verse, June 7th and 8th. Registration is now open with a limited number of VIP packages still available. Children 12 and under are admitted for free. We want the whole family to be there. Visit the events page of our website, swrc.com, and register today. You can also register by calling 1-800-652-1144. Mysteries of the Bible Verse, June 7th and 8th in Cincinnati. Today we have a full studio of gentlemen ready to share some special thoughts and memories about mothers and their impact on our lives.
This Sunday will be Mother's Day. We are extremely grateful for all the Christian women who have influenced our life and who have made an impact with the gospel and the kingdom of God in mind in our lives and in our families. I'm privileged to be joined by the Watchman on the Wall host, Pastor Larry Spargimino, also the director of our Affirm Apologetics Outreach, Clayton Van Hus, and the director of our Marginal Mysteries Outreach, that's Micah Van Hus. And gentlemen, we welcome you. And Pastor Larry, why don't you come and just share what's on your heart?
I do want to point out that we all have mothers. We need to get back to that basic. You know, the Bible speaks about men and women, mothers and fathers. I remember one of our children's messages at church, I opened the lesson with a question. I said, how many of you have a little black doggy with three legs and a long white stripe running from the top of its head, along its back, and all the way to the end of the tail, and its name is Hitler? Raise your hands. Well, no one raised their hands. And then I said, how many of you have mothers? They all raised their hands. And that just, I keep on going back to that because it reminds us of how important mothers are and how wonderful they are. And I think we do have this Mother's Day because, number one, mothers need to be honored. They do a wonderful work that requires 24/7 commitment. And secondly, Mother's Day brings us back to the creation order. There are mothers and there are fathers. Genesis 1:27 says, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. So I think Mother's Day is extremely important. And I just love Mother's Day celebrations.
And Clayton, what about you?
Oh my. Well, that's an open question.
It is.
Of course, you know, I'm here with my brother. And
right.
We do share a mother, so I've got to be careful not to. I know it's amazing.
Yeah.
I've got to be careful not to steal his thunder. But I agree with Larry. You know, we all have mothers, no matter who you are, no matter where you're from, no matter what you do in life, no matter how you're looked at. Are you a good person according to the world? Are you a bad person? We all have a mother. We all have someone who brought us into this world. And God is good. Even Jesus, when we look in the Bible, of course, you had an earthly mother. He had a heavenly father, but he had an earthly mother. And so our mothers are there and they train us, they teach us, they provide for us, they give us comfort, they give us shelter. And when I think about my mother, I think one of the things that really hits me is we look at the Ten Commandments, right? And as kids in Sunday school, we go through, we learn the Ten Commandments. And as kids, we don't understand all of them. We don't understand like what's going on in so many. But the one that's really kind of taught to us as children is to honor our parents, that we are to honor them. Sometimes we forget, I think, as adults, that that law was given to adults. That's not just a law for children. Mm-hmm. That is a law for adults. We are to honor our parents. And you look around the world, you look in that society, you took care of your parents. The mother, we read so many times in the Old Testament about having children, not having children. You know, we think of Ruth and Naomi and how Ruth's son, Obed, was he was there to take care of his grandmother, Naomi. She had a man to take care of her, even all the way back to Eve. God has given me a man. We are to honor them. We are to take care of them as they have taken care of us. And that is really impressed on me.
Yes. And even Jesus spoke to that when he was talking to the Pharisees and called them out because they would set aside some money that they mm-hmm. could use to help their parents. And instead they said, no, I've dedicated this to the work of God. And it was just sort of a loophole that they found in the law so that they didn't have to honor their father and mother. He called out that self-righteousness and said, you ought to be taking care of your father and mother if you have the means to do so. Micah, what's on your heart when you think about Mother's Day and mothers in general?
Well, here we are, four men talking about three mothers. Because as Clayton said, he is my brother, and so we share our mother. And I dedicated my first book to Clayton, that's Ancient Cities and the Gods Who Built Them, but I dedicated my third book, Secret Societies, to my mother, Barbara Ann. And my mom is special, not only to myself, but to my brother. Mm-hmm. But my mom, she has shown the love of Christ by always sharing with even strangers. We have a lot of family gatherings, but sometimes we have friends over and people that mom doesn't know. Mom has always been very kind. Mm-hmm. And we go through life and hard times come, easy times come. It's when you're going through the hard times that someone's true self shows. And mom has been consistent. You know, here I am in my mid-40s and I'm learning a lot more about life and how it all goes. But mom has been consistent. She cared for us when we were growing up, five of us kids, and provided for us, kept us clean, cooked for us. And so mom is very special. And as Clayton said, you know, the scripture says to honor our parents. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we won't always have our parents with us if we live a natural life. I'm very thankful for my mother, Barbara Ann.
Yeah. And you also have your wife, Annie. Did you dedicate the second book to her?
I did.
Okay. So maybe you want to speak about that, your role now as husband and, mm-hmm. and watching your wife mother your kids.
Absolutely. And of course, we've got a zero-year-old. Baby Scarlett will be 1 year old in 2 months now. So yeah, baby Scarlett. And this is my third child. So me and Annie have three kids together. And Annie's an awesome wife, but in this case, a mother. You know, whenever the kids get hurt, they'll go to her first. If she's not around, mm-hmm. you know, I'm there mm-hmm. to take care of them. But you know, it's special. And as you said, dedicated my second book, that would be The Earth As It Was, to Annie. God was very kind to me and give me the women in my life, from my mother to my wife. Yeah, it's a good experience.
Yes. Well, friends, if you're just joining us, we're featuring a Mother's Day tribute as we will approach Mother's Day and honor mothers this Sunday. And we are grateful to them. If you'd like to connect with our ministry, you can do so by calling us at 1-800-652-1144. And by the way, we have a prayer line that's there for you. If you have a prayer request or a burden, we often hear from families. We often hear from a lot of mothers who are burdened over their kids, over their grandkids, especially those that are not walking with the Lord, and they want us to continue lifting them up to God. And we are glad to do that, and we are so grateful to have that privilege to partner with many godly mothers and grandmothers who are burdened over their family and carry that spiritual burden with them. I think that's one of the characteristics of a godly woman, of a godly mother. And so if you've got a prayer request like that and you'd like to reach out to us, again, our phone number is 1-800-652-1144, but you can also email us anytime from anywhere. It's prayer@swrc.com. Again, that's prayer@swrc.com. Our website is swrc.com. Pastor Larry, in your role as a pastor, I know that you have dealt with mothers in all kinds of situations. What would you say to some of the mothers who are heartbroken over what they see happening in their kids and grandkids' lives?
Well, I have a lot to say to mothers who are today, because we have several in our church First of all, I would remember how important the local church is to families. You know, we become so comfortable today. We like to look at maybe some TV preacher, and it's kind of convenient. We can look at Charles Stanley. We can look at Robert Jefferson, so on and so forth. But there is a tremendous blessing in coming together at church. And we have several young women in our church. We have several children. And it's interesting just to watch how they minister to one another. If we have a choir rehearsal, even in that time, the women are just so excited to be speaking with one another. Their main language is Mandarin, but I can just see the look of delight and joy on their faces. So the first thing that I would say to young mothers today, please find a good church. And if you're in a good church, make sure you're contributing to it and you're probably ministering to some other mothers. Secondly, I also want to point out that, yeah, we look at the world and we see how bad it is. And I know there are some people who are saying, well, I don't think I'm going to have any kids. God never tells us that. Throughout the centuries, people had children. People raised kids, and they raised them in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. And we need to do that today because our future is really with our kids. And we need to remind them that God does have a special love for mothers, even for those mothers who are carrying an unborn child. I think we've gotten so convenient. We kind of think of pregnancy as a sickness, and we need health care, we need to remove the baby, and so on and so forth. No. Moms need to remember that precious little boy or girl who is in their womb is precious to God, and that's where it all starts. It's so important, and I've often said, you know, the hand that rocks the cradle, that's the one that controls the country and rules the world, because moms are so important. And then I also want to point out that unborn babies and even little children, they can pick up all kinds of things from their mothers. Their mothers aren't aware that they're a perfect example. And sometimes mothers I know, they're tied down and at home. They have so many responsibilities, things that they need to do. But I want to emphasize to the mothers out there that everything they do, even at home, even the very mundane things, even the things like kissing a boo-boo, a scraped knee, or whatever, that sends a message. So I don't want mothers to think, well, here I am, I'm locked at home, and my life is kind of draining, going down the drain. No, that's not at all true. And I think that's one of the things I love to do, because I think families in church are a pivotal pillar in our culture and in our society, and we never want to forget our mothers.
So true, Pastor Larry. And I think that God sees and takes notice of all those acts of love and of sacrifice that we make for our kids, for our families. And that applies to mothers and fathers. And, you know, the Bible says, I believe it's in Hebrews 6:10, that God isn't going to forget those acts of love and kindness that we've shown to those whom we love. And we're so grateful for that. Clayton, what else is on your heart today?
Well, so many things about our mothers and our relationships and what a difference they do make in our lives. And I've talked about our mother. Micah has talked about our mother. And she is a woman whose gift is that of hospitality. Micah touched on that. And she has opened her doors always, like Micah said, whether to family or to strangers. And when I say opened her doors, I mean come into the house and stay if you need a place, that sort of thing. And so she taught us and she instilled in us certain values. You know, we read in Proverbs to train up a child in the way they should go, and when they're old, they will not depart. And we know that this is a generalization. It's a rule. It's not a promise. It's a rule. But we do see that. We see in the lives of godly mothers what a difference they've made. And it would break my heart to see a child grow up in this world and fall into the traps of the world. Mm-hmm. But I think as I've gotten older, and I don't have children, of course, but I think the opposite. I think God has given us opportunities to take these children and to turn them into the next warrior, to train them, to teach them to take up the cause, to go forth in the name of Christ. We can train them in that direction. That's up to the child. It's between the child and the Lord what's going to happen there. But I look at that and I look around, you know, at my mother. I look at my fiance's mother. I look at Micah's in-laws who raised a godly daughter. And mothers are so important in the future of the world to see where this world is going to go, where believers will take it, where those who are unbelievers, what will happen. The testimony of a godly mother can never be underestimated. The teaching and training of a godly mother is something that is, it is amazingly important. It is a precious thing that we should look for. And I think we need to be praying for our mothers as they go. And even if we're grown, all of our siblings are grown, everybody's moved out of the house or whatever, we still need to keep our mothers in prayer because they still have work. They still have jobs. I look at Jesus, who commended his earthly mother into the hands of his disciple, into the hands of John, and said, you know, here's your mother. And that was one of the last things as he was dying that he did. So yes. Our mothers need to be strengthened and prayed for.
Yeah, absolutely. Micah, you got any other thoughts on your mind?
So one of God's commands was to be fruitful and multiply, not only to Adam and Eve, but also to Noah. And so the having children and carrying on is part of God's command, but also the good that God enables you to do in your lifetime can be amplified by having children and raising godly children, because long after you're dead, what you have taught them, the good that you have taught them, the love of Christ that you have taught them, can carry on. And so I'm also reminded of my in-laws, Debbie, specifically since we're talking about Mother's Day. Debbie raised a godly daughter, and I'm thankful to my mother-in-law, who, again, is one of the nicest people. In fact, I've been married for 12 to 13 years now, and I have never once heard my mother-in-law say one crossword to any other human on this planet, and that's a testament. But Josh, you have a mother and a wife, so what's going on over there?
Yes, I was going to close by saying a happy Mother's Day to my mom, to my wife, to my mother-in-law, and I'm grateful for all three of them. My grandmother, my dad's mom, was a wonderful, godly example in my life, and I'm grateful for her memory, although she's with the Lord now. And I never had the privilege of meeting my mom's parents. They both had passed away before I was born. So God has blessed me all around with a host of godly mothers, and I'm very grateful for them and grateful to them for all they have done in my life. I also think about the host of women in our church. There are some ladies in our church that are older women that were never able to have children, and they have been such an encouragement to me. They're constantly telling me how much they're praying for me, praying for our family. There's one lady in particular at church that brings a brown paper bag with candy and treats to my kids every Sunday. She was never able to have kids, and her husband, and yet they've sort of adopted our family as being their own grandkids and bringing them treat bags. And my kids look forward to that every single Sunday. So I'm grateful for godly women like that who may not be natural mothers in that sense, but are more like spiritual mothers and grandmothers to a host of others. I also want to say a special word to those who are single mothers and who may be doing this on their own, that God does see you and He does minister to you. Rely on Him, rely on His strength, and allow Him to minister through you to your kids, and just lean on His strength. And we are praying for you. And if there's anyone listening who would like to give us a prayer request, you can email those to prayer@swrc.com. Our phone number is 1-800-652-1144. Pastor Larry, do you have any closing thoughts today?
I love to study mothers in the Bible, and there was one mother in particular, Jochebed, the mother of Moses, Aaron, and Miriam, and I look at her as the woman with a plan. Man, she had a plan, and it all worked out. And when I think of Moses, the great lawgiver, the leader of the people through the Red Sea, I go back to Jochebed and I say, thank God for such a wonderful, courageous mother who was willing to take some risks and even to stick her neck out, because she could have gotten into a lot of trouble for what she did. But blessed be the Lord and all of the Christian mothers that we know, and I'm sure thousands of them out there that are listening to our voices. Happy Mother's Day to you.
Today in our Resource Center, we're spotlighting something for the moms, a special devotional entitled Believe by Bill and Susie Federer. Believe is an inspiring devotional of scriptures and quotations, because we need to believe in the almighty, everlasting power of God. This 200-page devotional by William and Susie Federer is filled full of inspiring scriptures and quotations, along with insightful and life-changing biblical ideas, concepts, and eternal truths. Order the Believe devotional for yourself and get copies for your friends and family that need to be encouraged. Order Believe when you call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Believe by Bill and Susie Federer. 1-800-652-1144. All during April, we encouraged you to support our Africa Needs Jesus efforts by providing wind-up radios that broadcast the gospel. Josh Davis has an update on how the effort went and how you can still make a difference.
I'm excited to be joined by John Somerville, the Director of Radio Partnerships for TWR, to just express our thanks, our gratitude to you in the Africa Needs Jesus campaign. John, we welcome you back to Watchmen on the Wall.
Josh, great to be here with you again, and want to say thank you to everybody who has been listening and responding to our Africa Needs Jesus campaign, our campaign to put wind-up radios into the hands of people in Africa. Why a wind-up radio? Well, in many parts of Africa, they don't have electricity. Many parts, they don't have access to batteries. If they do have it, maybe it's just so expensive that they can't afford it. And so a wind-up radio or a solar-powered radio makes the perfect gift for somebody. And when we're talking about that, we think about some of these places where in Africa, they're so poor that the cost of one radio is more than 1 month's salary for them. And who would be able to afford something like that if it's that expensive? And so for them, this is a precious treasure, because you're giving them more than just a radio. You're giving them hope. You're giving them the gospel. You're giving them Jesus. You're giving them the ability to be able to grow in God's word day in and day out, because all they have to do is wind up that radio and put it on transworld radio, and they can tune in and hear God's word just like you and I do every day. That's why we want to encourage you to be a part of it. Would you give us a call and be a part of it right now?
Yes, friends, you can still be involved with this wonderful campaign. Just because the radiothon is over does not mean this campaign stops. We want to reach as far and as wide as we possibly can with the good news of Jesus. Don't think of it as purchasing a radio, but think of it as in terms of the souls that could be impacted, the lives that could be transformed across this world through your gift. And we thank those of you who have partnered with us, but we give another opportunity for those of you who have not yet done so. And you can call 888-777-1875. That's 888-777-1875. Or you can give online safely and securely at africaneedsjesus.com. africaneedsjesus.com. And friends, we do thank you for partnering with us. Now, if you're on our mailing list, you may notice that there's a TWR envelope in each order. That's a way that you can give. In the Timely Tools, it's advertised in there, and you can respond with giving that way. In the Prophecy in the News magazine, it's advertised in there. There's an article that I've written that is in the magazine. It'll be coming out very soon, and you can respond that way. We encourage you to call 888-777-1875 or go to africaneedsjesus.com to give your best gift today. John, what are some other ways that these radios can impact people's lives?
Well, you know, when I was in Africa, one of the things that I found so fascinating was when they would receive these radios, the different kind of responses that we get. Some of them, there'd be tears in their eyes because of the emotion of getting this precious gift. Others, They'd be jubilant. They'd be happy and dancing and singing. That is the impact of a radio. But it goes beyond just the receiving of the radio. The impact goes on and on and on, because what they're hearing through the radio, God's word, is going to impact their lives. It's going to change their lives. And it's going to be something that will be a change for eternity. That's the beautiful part, because we're not just giving them a radio. We're giving them so much more. In fact, one of the testimonies that came back to us from one of these people who received one of the radios says, I never knew I would own a radio. And then she says, am I dreaming? And that's the kind of impact that these kind of radios are making through your gifts today. Your gifts have meant so much to the folks here in Africa. You want to make sure that you're a part of this. This is an exciting project. God is using it in some big, big ways to bring God's work. You know, I think about it. Let's just take football, for example. You can have the best quarterback on your football team, right? And he drops back in the pocket. He lets a pass go, and it's into the end zone. But if there's no receiver there to get it, what's the value of that great pass? There is nothing. And so it's the same kind of idea. If we have all these transmitters that are spread out all over Africa, broadcasting God's word, but they don't have a radio, of what value is that? We need to be putting these radios into their hands. People need to hear Jesus. Africa needs Jesus, and Africa needs you.
And I just want to thank you, friends, for putting your faith into action. Thank you for responding with faithful obedience to God as you have laid up treasures in heaven. Prayerfully consider how you can get on board with this campaign by going to AfricaNeedsJesus.com or by calling 888-777-1875, 888-777-1875. John, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, and thank the listeners for everybody who's picking up that phone or going online and being generous. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
If you'd like to make an eternal difference in Africa, would you consider sponsoring a radio today? Visit AfricaNeedsJesus.com. That's AfricaNeedsJesus.com. Or call 888-777-1875. Give a radio and you give hope. AfricaNeedsJesus.com. Or call 888-777-1875. Lord willing, we'll be back here Monday, ready to once again bring clarity to the chaos. Head into the weekend, my friends, with the encouragement that God is still on the throne and prayer changes things. Watchmen on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and is supported by faithful listeners just like you. Please visit our website, swrc.com. That's swrc.com.